Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another episode today. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve, and normally I will upload an episode every single Friday that has to do with a topic and just has a little conversation about becoming the best version of yourself, leveling up your life, leveling up who you are, and just doing it in a very realistic way through micro shifts and habits, focusing on your mental health, your self-love journey, your self-growth journey, and, you know, any healing journey you might be going through. And so I decided to do this little series where every single day for the month of January, I will be uploading an episode. So since January 1st until January 31st, I will be uploading an episode every single day to this channel. So thank you for everyone who's been keeping up with this series. If you don't already, make sure you guys follow me on all my social medias linked in the description. You can find me at For You From Eve pretty much everywhere. TikTok and Instagram is definitely where I'm most active, so I would definitely recommend looking for me there. I also got a new microphone, and I'm kind of learning how to use it for today's episode. I played around with it a little bit before we started recording, but just as a little disclaimer, I am kind of using this new microphone. Let me know if you noticed any audio differences or any improvements. I've been wanting to get a new microphone and I absolutely love this one. So hopefully, you know, I do pretty good for the first episode of me using it. But again, thank you so much for everyone who's been supportive. I would recommend definitely following me on Instagram and DMing me if there's any topics or conversations you guys want me to have with you. I like to go through my DMs a lot and see what you guys like me to talk about. A lot of the time when I go through your DMs, I'll apply what you guys are messaging me about into my episodes. Obviously, I keep it super anonymous, but I like to kind of apply that information into my shows because I'm obviously producing content for all of you. So definitely make sure you guys follow my socials to keep up with my personal life, my lifestyle, my habits, my fitness life, the things I eat, the things I do, and then the things I post about. I have so many exciting things coming up for this show, and the better ratings, reviews that you guys give me, the more you guys use my promo codes for all the sponsors, the better content that I can produce for you guys. So I want to get started into today's episode. As you could tell from the title, we're going to be talking about I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I feel like this is a very common topic nowadays. I feel like we're in a world of so much kind of overstimulating, oversaturating job opportunities and even job niches, and so much is kind of changing around us where there's pretty much a job opportunity for almost anything that you want to do now, especially with the power of social media. I feel like the power of social media has made it possible to make anything a job, because anything you're passionate about or anything you love, you can start posting on your social media and you can start to make a career out of it. So if you love cooking but you don't want to be a chef in a kitchen, you could post yourself cooking on social media and make a career out of it. And I think I've also just learned that you will be successful in anything that you love doing. Anything that you would wake up every morning and do for free, if you love doing that, you will be successful at it and you will want to climb the top. Whether you love the corporate job you're at and you want to climb to the top of that corporate job, or you love the side hustle you do and you want to climb to the top of that, if you love, love, love what you do, you will be great at it and you might even be the best at it. Knowing what it is that you want to do and knowing that it's okay that you might not know that yet. If you listen to this episode, you're like, well, I don't know what it is that I love doing. But if you do know what you love doing, make sure it's something that you would do every day, regardless of how much you're getting paid to do it, regardless of how much time it takes. Like when I had first started my podcast, I was not making any money off of it. It was not a job. It was not a career. It was just something I did for fun. And it obviously turned into something bigger than that because I worked so hard in it and because I was so consistent. And because I loved it so much, it wasn't difficult for me to be consistent with it. Because I fell in love with it, it wasn't difficult for me to want to do it every day, to record every day, to edit every day. There's days where I'm like, oh, I don't feel like recording today, or oh, I don't feel like editing today. And especially with this series that I'm doing right now, it's been a lot more work and it's been a little bit more difficult to kind of stay on top of it. However, I'm also learning what it's like to push my limits, and I'm learning what it's like to not necessarily overwork myself, but what I would do in situations where I am overworked. And although I am my own boss and I make my own rules and I choose the days that I work and I choose the hours that I work and I choose the content I produce, I still hold myself to a certain expectation because I'm producing for you guys. So it's like, yes, to a certain extent, I can do whatever I want, but I can't expect to do whatever I want and still be successful. I can't expect to not record and edit every day and still have a fan base, you know? So I think it's really important to realize that whether you know what you're doing with your life, whether you don't, you want to be the best at, if you want to be the best in it, then it's something that you love doing. So I wrote down a few tips for you guys on what to kind of do, how to kind of shift your mindset when you're having a little mental breakdown about, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I don't know where I want to be in 5 years. I don't know where I want to be in 1 year. I don't know if I want to stay at this job. I don't know if I want to start something else. Relax, because first of all, life is never that serious. If it was up to me, I would pack my bags and go somewhere where I could have a farm all year long and live that peaceful life. But I feel like also if you're in America, I've actually been like talking about this with my friend recently. It's like in America, we live to work. Like we live to work. We love working. We love making money. We love being at the top. We love being successful. That's what we're accustomed to. That's what we're used to. But if you go to Europe or you go to Australia, they work to live. They work enough just for them to live. They work so that they can pay for their next trip or pay for their next nice dinner. They're not focusing on making it to the top. And this is obviously not for everyone, but it's just a generalization of the priorities in other countries versus America. And I know a lot of you listen are kind of from all over, like Italy, Spain, like you guys are from all over the place, the UK, Australia, Germany, like you guys are everywhere, which I absolutely love. And I'm obviously based in America. Majority of my community is based in America. And if you are in America, you understand that there is a hustle in America. There is states that, you know, like the New York hustle, you know, everybody knows about the grind that it takes to kind of make it in America and to be known and to be successful. And it definitely puts you on a different pedestal, if that makes sense, because there's different priorities here opposed to other countries. There's such a big amount of pressure that we put on ourselves to be successful after college, to make six figures after our first year of college, to have all these different expectations for ourselves, and we add so much pressure because that is the country that we live in and that is what is expected of us because of the people around us. So the first thing that I've written down when or if you're freaking out about, I don't know what I'm doing with my life, you need to realize majority people don't. Almost no one does, to be honest. Even the most successful people in the world are lacking somewhere in their life. The richest man in the world might not have his love life figured out. The richest man in the world might not be able to stick to a workout routine, okay? Nobody in the world has it all together. Nobody. As much as they might think that they do, as much as they might showcase that they do, social media makes it seem like everybody has this perfect life. Like as if your favorite influencer wakes up at 5 a.m. every single day and makes her bed and drinks her lemon water and goes to the gym and does this every single day. That is not happening every single day. It might be happening majority of the days. It might be happening most of her days because that's her routine and that's her habit and that's her lifestyle. But that is not what they are doing every single day. I promise you that. And a lot of the time people showcase, you know, a fake reality. And this is why also on my show, I try to be very realistic. And I tell you guys, like this morning, I woke up at like 9:30. I went to sleep pretty early and I wanted to wake up earlier. I woke up at like 9 maybe. I stayed in bed till 9:40 because I took out my laptop right away, started going through emails, started going through social media, and I didn't get out of bed till like 10 a.m. And it's like I was in bed for what, 30, 40 minutes without coffee in my system, without breakfast, without doing any morning things I probably should have been doing. But then the other day I woke up at 5 a.m. and I went to the gym and got home and finished my morning routine by 8 a.m. And it's like, and then went to work. It's like every day for me is different. And some days I really want to be on a routine. And some days I really want to wake up early and go to the gym and get this done. And for the people that do that, that is amazing. But you have to realize not everybody has it together every single day. And people have moments like you're having right now, your favorite influencer, your favorite YouTuber, your favorite podcaster, your favorite fitness person on social media, whatever it is, your favorite celebrity has days where they are sitting in bed, freaking out, crying over, I don't know what I'm doing with my life, whether it's their professional life, their love life, their financial life, their health life, whatever it is, you need to realize that people showcase a fake reality and you're in the same boat as majority of people. You are in the same boat as the majority. You are the majority that doesn't know what they're doing with their life, doesn't know what they want to do after college. And I talked about this in my 20s episode where I was like, relax, you're only in your 20s, because we put so much pressure on our 20s and we anticipate them so much. And then it's like our first job out of college has to be so perfect. And you think you have to know what you're doing right out of college, when it's like you could work a corporate job 3 years out of college, realize you hate it, quit and do something else and start a whole new career path. So just remind yourself, you're not alone in the way you feel. Everybody in the world feels this way. And you don't need to have it all figured out. You don't need to have every aspect of your life figured out already. It comes in time. And I know it's kind of scary to think, well, what if it doesn't come till I'm 30? It's like, well, then that's the time it's supposed to come. What if it doesn't come till I'm 40 or 50? It's going to come when it's meant to come. You just need to focus on where you are now, which kind of brings me to my next step. You need to stop trying to take so much control of your life. And I've been preaching this so much on my show for the past few months because I'm someone that has tried to take so much control in my life. I have tried to control everything around me. I've tried to change the things around me. And it's like, I need to stop acting like I know better. And so do you. Like, I have to trust that God's plan for me is bigger than my plan for myself. And the things that I think that I want are not actually what I need. And I need to just stop taking and you just need to stop trying to take control of everything in your life. You wake up in the morning, just do what you can. Okay. You wake up, do your morning routine that's going to make you feel the most productive. Do the things at work that are going to make you feel the best. Set aside 30 to 40 minutes every single day focusing on just something that you love, whether it's reading, whether it's drawing, whether it's journaling, whether it's cooking. 30 to 40 minutes a day focused on something that you love. Just do this every single day. And it's like the more you do it, the more you're consistent with it, the more things will piece together as to what you're really meant to be doing. So stop trying to take so much control into what's going on around your life. Stop looking externally and look internally. Okay. Stop looking at this will happen outside of the world if I make this action. It's like, no, what is going to happen internally to you when you make that action for yourself? So stop trying to take too much control of every situation. Wake up every day and just take it day by day. Work hard every single day on the things that you want to work hard towards and the things that feel right to you. And over time, those opportunities will start chasing you. Stop trying to control everything around you, because if it's not in your life, it's probably not meant to be. The next thing is, if you're not working towards it, you might not want it as bad as you think. So if you don't know what you're doing in life, but you're doing the same things every day, you probably don't really care to figure it out that much. So if you graduate college, you're like, I don't know, let's say you work a part-time job or a full-time job as a waitress, right? And you're like, what do I want to do? Or a bartender or whatever it is, whatever, receptionist, whatever part-time job or full-time job you're doing in college or after college. Let's say that's what the situation is right now. And you're like, I don't know what I want to do with my life. Why aren't you going out there and experiencing different fields? And this is exactly what I did when I was in college. I worked in the medical field, worked in the fashion field. I worked in marketing. I worked in a few different things. Obviously, I didn't work in podcasts until I started it myself. But it's like when I did marketing, I realized like, oh, I actually really like business. I really like the business side of things. I've always known that I was more business motivated. So I was like, I really like the business side of things, but I also really love the nursing part of medical that I'm doing. But then it's like, do I want to go through medical school? There were so many different things that I was trying to kind of juggle and figure out. But all I could tell myself was experience, 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 like experience everything that you're doing as much as you can. So that way you kind of can figure it out for yourself a little bit sooner. And I've just also realized, like, if you're not going to work towards it, if you're not going to build those habits every day, you don't care to change your life. You don't. If you are listening to this episode because you want to change your life, but you're still going to sleep late, you're still waking up late and sleeping in, you're not doing anything to better yourself throughout the day. You're kind of just like waking up, having a super slow, unproductive morning, going to your job that you don't really even like, and then coming home, eating dinner, showering, skincare, go to bed, repeat. It's like you're doing that every single day. Why aren't you incorporating new things into your routine? And if you're not incorporating new things into your routine, it's probably because you don't care enough to change your life. And it's like change requires change, okay? If you want different outcomes, if you want a change in your life, you have to make a change in your day-to-day habits. So you need to start working towards that. So instead of sleeping at 12 a.m. every day, start sleeping at 9 p.m., at 10 p.m., then start waking up earlier. That extra hour or two that you have before work now, you could go for a walk, you could go to the gym, you could journal, you can spend some time reading a book about something that has to do with a passion that you're interested in. You know, you can study something that you're interested in. And then before you go to bed, instead of just scrolling through entertainment on YouTube, read a self-help book, listen to a podcast, watch a movie or a show that's going to benefit you and benefit the things that you want for yourself. If you want this as bad as you think you do, and I think that you want this considering you listened to my show and clicked onto this episode, you need to put in the work. You need to work towards it. You need to change your habits. You need to change your life, okay? Or else you do not want it as bad as you think that you do. My next tip is to have the courage to start over. Whether you're entering your 20s, whether you're in your 20s, whether you're in your 30s, or you're closer to your 40s, you must have the courage to start over. And for me, and I know for majority of my community, this isn't everybody that's listening to this episode, but a majority of you do not have a mortgage, do not have a husband or wife, do not have kids, do not have loans, do not have debt. So why are you not starting right now? Why are you not starting over? What is your excuse? And whatever you're thinking of your excuses, erase that. It doesn't matter. What is your excuse as to why you are not starting something that you want to do? When I started my podcast, granted, I'm very grateful for the situation I was in because I grew up with, you know, a roof over my head and parents that supported where I was living. They, you know, got me my car. They got me, you know, where I live right now. Like, I'm very grateful for that because I didn't have as much fear to start over. I wasn't as scared of starting over because I didn't have that much to risk or that much to lose. So everything that I was doing before my podcast, I threw it all out the garbage. I said, I'm erasing all of this and I'm starting something new. It did happen very organically, my podcast. It started slowly. I was making no money off of it, but I could afford to make no money off of it because I was in college. And when you're in college, you can afford to make mistakes. You can afford to have that time, but that qualifies also for in your 20s. I threw everything out the window that I was working on. I quit the job I was working at the time. And I said, I'm going to go all in on this. I did a full year not making any money off of it and just doing it for fun and doing it because I loved it. And now it's at a point where I can make money off of it, where I can make this a career. And I'm grateful that I had the courage to start over and that I had those opportunities, but because now I'm at a point where I can just grow from here and I could just keep going and keep adding things and keep kind of providing new things for you guys. But if you're listening to this episode and you're whatever age that you are, you're allowed to start over too. And I knew that I was at a point in my life where I wasn't married. I didn't have kids. I wasn't responsible for anyone else in my life. I didn't have a mortgage. I didn't have debt. I didn't have I have student loans, but it's like, I'm at a point where I can afford to start over. And even if you do have kids, even if you do have a mortgage, even if you do have a husband or wife, you can still start over. You just have to put yourself first in a lot of situations, which is very difficult and kind of impossible when you have kids. But to set aside a little bit of time for yourself every day, just a little 10% of your day to be a little selfish and just work on yourself so that you can start over and you can start doing something you love, it's possible. And if it's meant for you, then the harder you work on it, things will piece together. The next tip I have is to stop letting social media tell you what you should be doing. So the people on social media saying, you should have this amount of money saved up and you should be living in this situation and you should be working on this. Really just do what you want and focus on the things that you want to do. I feel like the social media space is so oversaturated now. And it's obviously a great thing because I do think it gives a lot of motivation and inspiration to a lot of people who are trying to figure out what they're doing with their lives. But I also think that it can add a lot of pressure. And I also think that it can over-simulate how many opportunities there are out there. So I would say just do research on the things that you're interested in and jobs that you can work while being interested in that thing. And don't be afraid to put yourself out there on social media. Don't be afraid I've been in situations when I was going to school in the city, I was looking for marketing jobs at the time and looking to work at marketing agencies. And I printed out my resume and I printed out my portfolio and I would connect with over 30 to 50 people on LinkedIn a day, send them a short message saying I'd love to grab coffee with them and just talk to them about what they were working. Obviously the people I was grabbing coffee with worked at marketing agencies at, you know, firms or brands or companies that I wanted to work at in fields, in positions that I'd want to work in. I reached out to a bunch of them and I remember every time I would get coffee with someone, I would give them my resume, I would give them my portfolio and I would say, just keep this in your office, you know, whatever it might be. And just, I would email and I'd be like, this isn't something to be terrified of. It's like, this is something that I'm doing just because I'm doing it and I don't have to be fearful. And it's definitely stepping out of my comfort zone. It's a little nerve wracking, but it's nice, you know, it's nice to kind of buy someone a coffee for spending time with you and just talking to them about their work and talking about their job and what they do. Or even I have printed out my resume and I've gone when I wanted to do fashion, I printed out my resume and I went to a few boutiques and I went to a few retail stores and I gave them my resume. I just walked in, I introduced myself. I said, not sure who the manager here is. I worked at Michael Kors for a little bit. And I remember I had applied, but I also, and so just going up to places and just being like, hey, my name's Olivia. I'm looking for a job. If you could give this to your manager. And the courage to go up and even present yourself in that way is already enough to kind of let them know you want this. So I would definitely recommend stepping out of your comfort zone and doing the things that you want to do and just experiencing as much as you can. The next thing I want to say is you need to stop thinking that you have to accomplish something in order to be successful or in order to be worthy of that position or kind of like feeling imposter syndrome. Like for me as a podcaster, sometimes I'll see the numbers of like who's listening to my show, how many people are listening to my show, or where my show is being played. And it's like, it doesn't really hit me. It really doesn't hit me that there's people in Finland listening to my show, or in the UK or Australia. Like I'm like, this world is so big and that many people have heard my voice. It really does hit you with imposter syndrome of like 3 million people have listened to my show. It doesn't feel real. It genuinely doesn't. And it's like, I get this imposter syndrome of like, am I worthy to be sharing advice? Am I worthy to have this platform? And it's like kind of one of those things where it's like, well, unless I've done this, or unless I've accomplished this, I don't feel successful. I don't feel worthy of this. And it's like, you have to get that out of your head, because you can only do so much. And the more that you're doing for yourself, the more that you're becoming worthy. So stop thinking that you need to have this big accomplishment to be worthy. Stop thinking that you have to have a certain amount of money in your bank account in order to start working on a side hustle. You just have to start. And the last thing, focus on the step, not the staircase. So kind of what I was saying before, just do something every single day. Add a new habit into your life every single month. Add one habit and start becoming consistent with it, whether it's a self-help book, if you want to get into cooking and you start watching cooking videos, or you try cooking one new meal a week, whatever it is, focus on what you're doing that day. Focus on what you're doing that week. Don't focus on what you're doing now is going to look like in a few months or look like in a year. Just focus on the now. Focus on the step. Focus on the journey. Don't focus on what it's going to be like when you get to the destination, or focus on what it's going to be like if you don't get to the destination. Truly just focus on the step in front of you and do that day by day by day. And I promise it will become a lot less overwhelming when you just focus on what's in front of you and what you can do now. And that's something that I've been really kind of like strict about, is just don't think so many years ahead and just focus on where you are now and what you can do now. That will take a lot of pressure off your back too and get you out of the, I don't know what I'm doing with my life mindset, because it's like, I don't need to know right now. I just need to do what I have to do today. I'm going to get done what I have to do today. If you're in a corporate job right now, but you want to start working, you want to do social media fashion, once a day, record your outfit, post it on social media, and kind of spend like 30 to 40 minutes at the end of each workday when you're home in bed. We all scroll through our phones, all of us. We all have free time. If we want free time and we want to prioritize it, we're going to. So if you're kind of in this place where you're working a corporate job, but you want to start doing social media and brand influencer and fashion and all that stuff, then at the end of your workday, you go home, you go to the gym, you eat dinner, you take a shower, you have an hour before you have to sleep, or maybe 2 hours or whatever it is. You're sitting in bed, you're probably scrolling through TikTok, you're probably catching up on emails, messages, whatever it is. Spend 30 to 40 minutes creating content for social media and starting your social media. Just do that every single day. I promise you, consistency always wins in the end. And what's meant for you is not going to miss you. It doesn't work that way. You just have to work towards it. And every single day, just do what you feel like doing that day and what you feel like you're supposed to be doing. And I promise it will all piece itself together. So I want to thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I hope it kind of made you relax a little bit and made you realize no one has it figured out. But make sure you guys follow me on all my social medias down below, linked in the description, at For You From Eve on pretty much everything. I've been a lot more consistent with my content, so I would love if you guys followed me, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Mwah.